dog! I've been kissed by a dog! I have dog germs! Get hot water! Get some disinfectant! Get some iodine!
Listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. We'll be right back. Hey, you're listening to Dog Drums here on WRIR 97.3 FM. My name is Tommy, and yes, just wanted to hit you right over the head with some Christmas music as soon as I got going, because that's all the Christmas music I'm going to play tonight, unless someone calls up and requests some. But yeah, so how you doing tonight? Like I said, welcome to Dog Drums. Before you go any further, real quick, thanks to Dustin for bringing us another awesome party of one tonight. And yes, you can check him out this Sunday, Christmas morning. He'll be subbing for, he just said the show, and I can't think of it now. But I know he said he'd be on the air at 11, so yes. You wake up Christmas morning, and you feel like you're hearing some good music. And you know Dustin plays good music, so he'll be here on WIR. Like I said, maybe that's what I'll do Christmas morning. Wake up, turn on the radio, listen to some Dustin, and then walk the dog. And then, who knows. Anyhow, so far what you heard tonight, I started out with another new track from Skinny Puppy's Handover. Probably what I said when I first got the album and mentioned it on the air, probably the weirdest song on the entire album. The song's called Brownstone, because it's almost more like a story than it is a song. I mean, there's lyrics, but the lyrics are almost more story-like rather than a poetic or you know, lyrics. They just seem like, he seems like Ogre's just telling a story. And then, of course, the music's all crazy electronic stuff, which Skinny Puppy is known for. But still a good song, just definitely the weirdest one on the album. And then I followed that up with, like I said, two Christmas songs, the two songs I pretty much play every year around this time. You heard Al Jorgensen and Mark Thwaite doing It's Always Christmas Time, which actually came out like 2 maybe 3 years ago. And then I followed that up with the Misfits live version of Blue Christmas, which is about a whole 25 seconds long. So, and there's my Christmas music for you. So, and from here on out, it's going to be normal stuff. Unless, like I said, you call up 804-649-9737 and specifically request a Christmas song. I will play it for you. And, like I said, 804-649-9737 is the phone number to reach me here in the studio. And if you don't feel like calling, but you still want to make a request, you can check out the playlist. I'll be updating that as the show goes on. But on that blog, you can leave comments and requests as well. So, yeah, also tonight I got a handful of new music stuff, not a whole bunch. So we'll get into that, and lots of other good stuff. Let's get into the music, get back into the music. Here's some Head Trip Conception, who will probably be here hopefully in February. Haven't heard anything more other than it looked like they were going to have a scheduled date here in February. I don't know if it's been confirmed yet or not. But anyhow, look forward to hopefully seeing them back in Richmond again. But here's a song off of their older EP, Dissemble the Mind. This song is called Adversus Lies. And yes, here's some Head Trip Conception here on Dog Drums, WRIR. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Dog Germs here on WRIR. That was some new music from a group called First Aid for Souls. The song was called Paradigm Shift. That was the Slow Death Mix. And that comes from Noise and Breaks from Hell, Selected Electro Works, Volume 2 is the name of the album. Actually, I think that's remixes of some of their older stuff, if I did my research correct earlier. I think, for example, that song Paradigm Shift, I think the original version came out in 2009. But that remix you just heard, or different version, came out just like 5 days ago. So, yeah, before First Aid for Souls, you heard Head Trip Conception doing Ad vs. Lies from their Dissemble the Mind EP from 2009. And yes, like I said before, during the last break, hopefully they'll be here in town in February. Hopefully they'll be coming up on the show, too. And so far what you heard tonight, the first set, you heard the Misfits doing Blue Christmas Live. Before that was Al Jorgensen and Mark Thwaite doing It's Always Christmas Time. And we start off the show with Skinny Puppy doing Brownstone from their Handover album. And before we go into any more music, I'll let you know that the Wingnut Anarchist Collective holds open hours on Wednesdays and Fridays from 4 to 9 p.m. at 2005 Barton Avenue in Southern Barton Heights. During open hours, community members are able to use the computer, check out a book from the Wingnut Radical Lending Library, browse zines, play games, build puzzles, or simply hang out. The Wingnut is a sober, all-ages space. Find out more about open hours and special events at wingnutrva.org. Call 804-303-5449 or email wingnut_collective@yahoo.com. And, yes, I'm going to play you some more music because it's a radio show and that's what we do. But if you'd like to hear a particular song, and it doesn't matter what genre, if you're up this late at night listening to me ramble on about random stuff and play crazy, noisy kind of music, but danceable, most of the music I play is danceable, at least during the first hour. But yeah, if you want to hear something different, feel free to call up. 804-649-9737 is the phone number to reach me. Or if you're listening online at WRIR.org, as the show is streaming live, you can check out the playlist and leave comments and requests there on that blog as well. So, yeah, let's get right back into music. Here's some KMFDM. This is Crank. This is the KMFDM mix. And this comes from the Crank. I believe this was an EP. It came out in March, actually. So, yes, here's some KMFDM here on Dog Germs, WRIR.
We'll be right back.
Hello. Apparently, I have an issue with my CD player, or my CD is messed up. So, let's see. What can I do to fix that? So, this is how professional my show is. Frankie, maybe it's your fault. You show up and the CD player stopped working.
It's possible. It would surprise me.
But, okay, I think I have something queued up here for you to listen to. Since Frankie broke the CD player, we're gonna hear some
X-Fusion. It's not my fault.
We're gonna hear some X-Fusion. This song's called "Thorn on My Flesh," and yes, you're listening to Dog Germs, WRIR.
Gay men are serving in the Vatican.
Hey, you're listening to Dollar Germs here on WRIR, and that was Excessive Force with Stupid Man, which is the third track off of their Conquer Your House EP, going back to 1991 on the wonderful, wonderful Wax Trax label. I miss you, Wax Trax.
They were a good label.
They were the premier industrial label here in America.
They were. It's a pity they're gone.
Yeah. Let's see, before Excessive Force, you heard X-Fusion doing the song called Holy Grail from the album Thorn in My Flesh, and because the DeVarzal track I played earlier before that stopped playing, I, in a panic, cut on the mic, started talking to you people, and then got it queued up a song, and then I realized I announced it incorrectly. I said the song was called Thorn in My Flesh. Actually, it's from the album Thorn in My Flesh. The song was called Holy Grail, and the band was called X-Fusion. And that song came out, I think, earlier this year on the Scanner label. And before that, you heard most of the song Heroin AD by DeVarzal from their album Engine, which came out on the Wax Trax label in 1994. And let's see, before DeVarzal... Oh.
Hi, that's my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize your hand was there. That's where my hand goes when I talk.
I just noticed that.
Let's see, before DeVarzal, starting off that set was KMFDM with Crank, the KMFDM mix from the Crank EP, which was on the Metropolis label, came out in March of this year. And yeah, how's it going, Frankie?
Pretty good. Chilling at a friend's house, or you know, a rock here.
Hey, luckily it's not that cold out. So
yeah, it is true. But I wish he wasn't sleeping.
You should have. What you should have done is put his radio on WIR, and I could crank up some Wild Dog Germs music to wake him up.
Unfortunately, he don't have no radio in the basement.
It probably doesn't have any reception. Well, he has a computer, and does he have like monitors?
He has a computer, no monitors. Next time what I'll do, I'll bring my cab, and I'll just wake up the whole block with dog germs.
And then you probably get arrested.
I probably would be, which is not a good idea.
Not a good idea, no.
Anyway, I'll let you do your little thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, see, this holiday season, instead of shopping, why not consider donating? Donating to WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, that is. On WRIR.org, click donate to reach our secure site. Donate for yourself or as a gift for someone. Donations are tax deductible. Visit WRIR.org and click donate. Happy holidays from WRIR Richmond Independent Radio. And yeah, did you hear the Christmas songs I played earlier?
No, I was walking.
Oh, that's right. How long of a walk do you have from Uri's to here?
He's on the 2000 block of
Well, don't
Grove.
Give his address out.
I'm giving you his block.
Okay.
So if you want to find his house, give me a call and I'll do that. But, you know, on the radio, no.
Yeah.
But it's about maybe 8 blocks or so.
Well, that's not bad. That's, you know.
Well, I mean, he's, that's like 4 streets, you know.
It's like a 15-minute walk at best.
Yeah, right? You know, it's a few blocks that way and then a few blocks that way. Big deal.
Oh, but yeah, I played an Al Jorgensen Christmas song.
You did.
Yeah, it's Al Jorgensen and Mark Thwaite doing It's Always Christmas Time, which is what I always play. It's one of the Christmas songs I always play around this time. And then I followed that up with the Misfits doing Blue Christmas.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I was actually listening to your, not your show, but someone's show, I think either yesterday or 2 days ago. And they had a lot of really weird Christmas songs. I was just like, what the heck?
Oh, you'll be surprised. I mean, the DJs that are on this radio station, they find some really clever off-the-wall Christmas songs. I mean, even I think last Christmas, Dustin did 4 straight hours of Christmas music, if I remember. And it wasn't your traditional, you know, Jingle Bells. I mean, it was just Christmas. I mean, you'd have to really go out and find this stuff.
Yeah, I think it was something about Christmas is Wonderful at Kmart was one of the songs. I was like, Kmart? Really? Kmart. It was a good song. Made me and Yuri laugh our tails off. It was very hard to drive.
Well, luckily, you know, you didn't. Obviously, you didn't wreck. You're here telling us about it.
Yes, I am. Lucky cool. Me, today.
But I don't. You know, I have to admit, I don't play a whole lot of Christmas music on my show. Yeah. If I haven't yet, maybe one day I will. But who knows?
Yeah, and Christmas is Christmas. So, I just wish they would stop playing it in December and not before Thanksgiving.
I think I heard some people. Not particularly this station, but some stations playing Christmas music around Halloween. I thought that was a little too early.
I can understand, you know, like the real heavy stuff, you know, popular stuff like Rob Zombie or maybe like all the underground stuff, you know, real heavy music. It's creepy. Awesome.
Well, a song like, but, you know, Because I just thought about that. You know, I could have played It's Always Christmas Time by Al Jorgensen, followed up by It's Every Day is Halloween. Because every day is a holiday, apparently, for Al Jorgensen. It's either Christmas or Halloween. So.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Maybe you should do that next time.
Maybe he'll write a song, Every Day is Valentine's Day, or Every Day is New Year's, or It's Always New Year's, It's Always Valentine's.
It's not a bad idea.
It's Always Easter. Just a suggestion, Al, if you're listening.
If you are, oh my God.
Anyhow, I think we should get back to the music. I'm going to play some Juno Reactor for you. This is the Mona Lisa Overdrive. This is the Thomas P. Heckman remix. It comes from their album Inside the Reactor, which came out 4 or 5 months ago, I think. So anyhow, it's fairly new music from Juno Reactor here on Dog Germs, WRIR.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. And yes, so you just heard some music from Goblin. That song was called and bear with my pronunciation, La Chiesa. I guess that's how it's pronounced. I think that's from the movie La Chiesa. How convenient. The song actually came off of a CD called The Goblin Collection, 1975 to 1989. Their hits, rare takes and outtakes and whatnot. But yeah, the song actually was for the movie La Chiesa. Am I saying that right? Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I have not seen that movie, so I have no clue. I can ask Yuri's parents. They watch all sorts of foreign films.
Italian horror films?
Not Italian horror films. Yuri does.
Okay.
You might know it.
Well, it's definitely, I'm pretty sure it's from a Dario Argento film, a horror Italian film.
Well, it should be good. He usually does some good work.
Yeah. Argento is awesome. Mm-hmm. For that, you heard some new music from a Swedish band called Duellen. I think that's how it's pronounced. Duellen. It's like D-U, do, and then the name Ellen. It's Swedish for something, but which I guess I could use Google Translate to look it up. But
you probably should have done that in the first place.
Well, I've got the song title plugged in the Google Translate. The song I played for you was a song called, and once again, bear with my pronunciation of Swedish, woo-hoo, which I don't speak, Sinanigan. I think it's how it's pronounced, but the song Sinanigan, if I'm saying it correctly, translates into the word truth. But
You've just on that screen. You could have just
then I'd have to walk away from the mic. I mean, you know,
you got a point.
My listeners are smart; they could do it for themselves too.
They could. But you know, not everybody is that smart. No offense, everybody.
Most my listeners are though.
You got a point. It's Tommy's show. Everybody here is smart, and Tommy is the king of the world.
In fact, my listeners are probably smarter than me. Because I'm pretty sure that you haven't been listening to my show very long, but so I've been doing this show for just over 5 years, and the ongoing thing is that I can't pronounce half the music I play. And the thing is, like, I'm sure the listeners out there are like, let's listen to what Tommy can't pronounce this time.
There's nothing wrong with that. As long as the music's good, who cares what
exactly? At least I'm finding the cool music. I may not be able to pronounce the names of it, but at least I can find the music and play it for you. Right?
Yeah, that's a good piece.
But yeah, that was new music from Duellen. Maybe it's Duellen. Maybe that's how it's pronounced. I'm not sure. But that was new music.
Look it up.
From them. Before that, you heard some music from Juno Reactor. The song was Mona Lisa Overdrive. It was the Thomas P. Heckman remix. And that was from the Inside the Reactor album from earlier this year on Metropolis Records.
All right, I love the title of that song. It's just
Mona Lisa Overdrive?
Yeah, for some reason, it's moving.
It has a nice flow. The title itself has a nice rhythm to it. And then, of course, the song has that nice sort of electronic techno beat, too.
I mean,
so
you think of Mona Lisa, you think, you know, the girl and the painting, you know, no smile, the boring. And, you know, calming or whatever the hell they call it. If you listen to the song, it's just like
Overdrive.
It's just like, yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
It's like Mona Lisa Overdrive.
I love that. That's probably how they pronounce it live, too. They go like Mona Lisa of an Overdrive or something like that.
They'd have to.
It's just the only way to make it look sound cool. Blah, blah, blah. Welcome to me.
Let's see. Well, I'm going to kick off the second hour of the show here. I'm going to start out with some music from Lex and Crypt. The song's called Scar Tissue. This comes from the album called Scar Tissue, but this is the Manga Drive remix. That's a cool sounding name too, Manga Drive. This is the Manga Drive remix.
It sounds like a fruit.
That'd be Mango Drive.
It's close enough.
This is Manga. Maybe Manga is a fruit. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if I'm looking at the spelling correctly, all you gotta do is change that second A for an O.
Oh yeah, you could, but then you'd be spelling it wrong.
So?
Then
you know what? I'll make
you get your mangoes that way though.
You know,
I guess
I'll make another remake of this song. I call it the Mango Drive remake.
I think you should call it the Yann Frankie remake.
Yes. What am I calling you again? The
Yann Tommy, I guess.
Yann Tommy Casey Cole remake or something. Because you got guitar, vocals, and drums now. And apparently, all I had to do was do vocals, and now I'm Yann Frankie. What the heck?
Anyhow, kind of an inside story going on here. But let's get back to the music, I guess. I'm going to make the second hour of the show official, and then we're going to hear this Lex and Crypt song, Scar Tissue, Manga Drive Remix, here on Dog Germs, WRIR.
dog germs.
Yeah.
Patient A litt unter heftigen Magenkrämpfen, einer Herzschwäche und der Parkinson'schen Krankheit.
Dass er sexuell infantil war, möglich, gibt es gewisse Andeutungen. Dass er sexuell nicht ganz funktioniert hat, da gibt es auch Andeutungen.
Er hat schon abgebaut, nicht? Das hat man schon gemerkt, täglich. Jeden Morgen, was vorher ja nicht war, da wusste man, dem Chef geht's nicht gut.
Sich vor Krankheiten gefürchtet, besonders Infektionskrankheiten. Zum Beispiel dauernd hat er schwerste Mittel nehmen wollen. Damals sind gerade die Sulfadrogen aufgekommen. Hat Sulfadrogen, hat darauf bestanden, Sulfadrogen zu kriegen, die ihn zum Teil irgendwie vergiftet haben fast, weil er so eine Angst hatte vor Infektionen. Das geht möglicherweise darauf zurück, dass in der Familie sehr viel Krankheit war. Jede Erkältung hat ihn wahnsinnig aufgeregt. Was die physischen Krankheiten betrifft, eigentlich die beste Dokumentation. Und zwar um 13:30 im Sitzen schwindelig geworden, Gesicht blass. Es ist mir sehr schlecht, wie es noch nie war. Hat irgendwie nicht ganz funktioniert. Und das hat möglicherweise etwas zu tun, dass dann seine Hauptfunktionen aggressiv waren. Über seine Sexualität. Zum Beispiel bin ich absolut nicht überzeugt, dass er schwer pervers war. Er hat sich vor Frauen gefürchtet, war andererseits aber sehr angezogen. Seine Intimität ist es wahrscheinlich sehr selten gekommen. Ob es zu einem wirklichen Koitus gekommen ist, ist ganz unsicher. Die nach gewissen Andeutungen von Persönlichkeiten, die sie kannten, wie zum Beispiel die Gynäkologe, hat sie einen sogenannten Vaginismus gehabt. Also doch zwischen einer Potenzstörung und einem Vaginismus ist wahrscheinlich zu nicht viel gekommen. Schwer krank und hat trotzdem die Geschäfte irgendwie weiterführen können. Zum Teil vom Bett und zum Teil sich irgendwie aufgerabbelt, war auch irgendwie sehr stolz drauf, dass er im Stand war. Das hat wahrscheinlich etwas mit diesem fanatischen Glauben an seine Mission zu tun, dass er im Stand war, einigermaßen zu funktionieren oder gewöhnlicher Mensch es absolut aufgegeben hat. Das Destruktive, das Grausame, zweifellos das Paranoide und dann auch noch ein gewisser hysterischer, exhibitionistischer Zug. Er war ein kolossaler Schauspieler. Das spielt eine große Rolle. Und deswegen hat man solche Schwierigkeiten, den Wirklichen zu erfassen. Man wusste nie genau, wo ist der Wirkliche.
Keines der Leiden war so schwerwiegend, dass er seine Verbrechen verschuldet hätte oder erklären könnte. Keines der Leiden war so schwerwiegend, dass er seine Verbrechen verschuldet hätte oder erklären könnte. We'll be right back. sich in Zukunft daran messen lassen müssen, ob er der Versuchung psychologistischer Erklärungen widerstehen kann. Sonst wäre der Führer damals im Bunker der zerstörten Reichskanzlei seiner Verantwortung entkommen.
Hey, you're still listening to Dog Dreams here on WRIR. That was some 80s music for you. That was Yaz with Bad Connection from Upstairs at Eric's, going back to 1982 for that one.
Wow.
You weren't even born yet, were you?
I was born in 91. I am a young dude, so no. I don't remember that song whatsoever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I played music older than Frankie. It happens from time to time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, 91.
I played a song from 94. I played one or two songs from... played a song from 91 earlier.
Oh, cool.
That song is just as old as you are. Then I played one from 94.
Which is, you know, older than my brother. That's younger than my brother, actually.
Wow.
He was born 93.
Crazy.
Yeah.
See, before you asked, you heard Wumpscut doing Patient A from their album Shrek and Grouse. And I'm sure there's some German pronunciation that's better than the way I pronounce it, but
I'll ask my Oma.
Shrek on, are you? You ask who?
My Oma. German for grandmother, bro.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll take your word for it.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I know Rammstein and Die Warschau, which actually Die Warschau is actually a Chicago band, not a German band.
Oh, true. I'm actually surprised how many people forget that Hansel and Gretel is actually from New York.
That's true.
All this stuff sounds like it's from Germany.
Speaking of which, Hansel and Gretel is coming to Richmond, if you haven't heard.
29th, fought out.
Yes. And let's see, before Wumpscut, you heard Lex and Crypt starting off the second hour show with their song Scar Tissue, the Mango Drive remix. Manga, not Mango.
To be Mango.
Soon to be Mango Drive, I guess.
Eventually, when I figure out how to do a decent remix. I'll throw in some weird foodie sounds.
Just do the Apple remix. The Apple Drive remix or something.
Okay. No, I can't say that. Anyway, say your thing and let's get on with
Yeah, this. I'll let you know that, sinusitis, most sore throats, bronchitis, runny noses, and the regular cold have in common? They are upper respiratory tract infections usually caused by viruses that can be cured with antibiotics. Inappropriate use of antibiotics, like taking them when you have a cold or the flu, can contribute to the spread of drug-resistant bacterial infections. The Centers for Disease Prevention and Control have information about antibiotics, drug-resistant infection, and better ways to combat cold and flu symptoms on their website at cdc.gov/getsmart. And, I've been meaning to tell you, if you'd like to call up and make a request, 804-649-9737 is the phone number to reach me here in the studio. Or if you don't feel like using the phone, you're listening online at wrir.org, but still want to make a request, you can check out the playlist. I'm updating that as the show goes on. But you can leave comments and requests there on the playlist as well. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I did not know that.
You and everyone else are informed.
Yay, I feel smarter already.
All right, so let's get back to the music. We're going to hear another weird song.
Really? How weird?
I'd say this is weirder than the Wumpscut song we just heard. The one you said sounded like a doctor talking.
Yeah, it did. It was possible it sounded like a doctor or some politician or foreign language, just blah, 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 blah.
The song is called Patient A, so I think it was supposed to be like a doctor. So.
That would explain. Sounded cool.
But this one has no apparent theme like that. This one is just called, and this is a long title too, it's called And the Beast of the Vision Still Remains in Dream.
Can you make it shorter, please?
That's actually I've seen longer song titles, but you know, not by this band, but just other bands.
Good Lord. But, why?
Hey, at least that's not the band name, you know.
Oh, true. I do know a lot of bands with long names, but I usually just, you know, abbreviate. Done.
Let's see, this one, if you'd abbreviate, it'd be ATBOTBSRID. And I don't ask me to repeat that without looking, because I couldn't do it.
I'm going to be honest, though, that almost sounded like some kind of STD.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like something you might want to go see that doctor about.
Yeah, go to a doctor for that.
Anyhow, this song is called, what's it called? I just clicked off. And the Beast of the Vision Still Remains in Dream. This is by a group called Vale of Thorns. And
I don't even know this one.
You've heard this?
Not this one, but I know Vale of Thorns.
Yeah, I played a couple songs by them about a month or so ago, and in fact, I reviewed one of their newer albums, and the album is just all like, there's some black metal sounding stuff on it, there's some industrial stuff sounding on it, there's some like ambient sort of stuff. I mean, they're all over the map genre wise.
Almost sounds, you know, like the CDI.
And this song I'm about to play for is more kind of like a sound collage kind of thing, if I remember correctly, because I listened to it yesterday. But yeah. Let's get in. This is from their album Salon Apocalypse, whatever that, you know, Salon Apocalypse.
Remind me not to get a haircut, though.
Just go there and get your nails done. But yeah,
so scared.
Here's some Vale of Thorns, and with that long song title, which I don't feel like reading again. But it's on you can check it out on the website, wrir.org. You can read it and say it to yourself as much as you want.
Not to me.
Life injector. Life injector. Forsaken. Injector. Life injector. Forsaken. Yeah.
Or just hide in the bathroom.
I just cut on the mics, and the first thing people hear you say is hide in the bathroom.
Not with me, people. Unless you're a really good-looking girl. Not with me.
All right, so what you just heard was a song from 1995, going back to, well, that's like 16 years ago. That was Ruby with Tiny Meat. That was kind of her radio hit. Ruby is Leslie Rankine, who was in Silverfish, and she also did some recordings with Pigface as well. And that album that Tiny Meat comes from.
She sounded familiar.
Yeah, you know, I saw her live twice, and I'm showing my age now. I saw her play live twice in '95, back in my day. The album Saltpeter that Tiny Meat comes from actually does feature Martin Atkins, Bill Reflin, I think William Tucker. A lot of those old Pigface guys are actually on the album as well. So,
well, I mean, if you used to perform with the band, you know, they'll help you out.
Yeah,
you know, it's a good way of, you know, hiring random musicians to be on the, your new CD album thing.
Definitely.
Get your friends to do it.
Before Ruby, you heard Uranium 235, which is one of my favorite bands from Brooklyn. The song was called Creator. That comes from Culture Minority. That comes from the SPV version, which came out in 98, 2 years earlier before the Mystic Music version. And yes, the SPV was a European release only. 2 years later, we get it here in America on Mystic Music. Why, you know, it took us 2 years to get an American band's album. I don't understand it, but anyhow.
Yeah. It sort of reminds me of a few video games that I know, you know, made in the USA or, you know, somewhere else, and they're banned here.
It's the way of the world. What can you do?
It's well, think about all the albums from Europe, you know. Something they don't like about it on the album cover, and the whole album has to be redone.
The thing is, Yearning 235 is from Brooklyn. I mean, I had actually met these guys. And
that's a good point, though, actually.
The album comes out, and I mean, SPV is a European label, I realize that, but they're an American band. And they're so good. It's a surprise no American labels had snatched them up before that. But
welcome to America.
And they toured with Motorhead, I don't know how many times. They've toured with... And this is before signed.
No, knowing Motorhead.
They toured with Motorhead.
Motorhead should be enough right
they
there.
They toured
to
with
like
Typo Negative.
Done.
They
That's
toured
another
with
one that should be
Life
done.
Life of Agony.
There's Let's another see. One that should be
they
done.
They toured with the Hellfire Club.
There's another
Spawn
one.
Spawn Ranch.
Another one.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
And this is all before they got a label, right?
Yes.
Why the heck do they have a label?
Well, now it's kind of hindsight now because the band's broken up. They've been broken up for years now.
Well, still, why didn't they have a label beforehand? The moment you said Motorhead, I was like, instant label, people. You know Lemmy. Say you know Lemmy, and you're done.
We need to meet Lemmy.
I would love to meet Lemmy. Of course, I'd be like scared of him all at the same time.
I don't think I'd be scared of him.
Well,
I wouldn't
as long as it's not summertime and it's really hot.
I certainly wouldn't challenge him to a drinking contest, though, because I know he'd win.
Dude, he pops open a whole bottle of Jack, hands you it, you pour a fifth, and he's opening up another one for him to drink the whole thing. It's Lemmy.
That's Lemmy.
Well, I do not want to meet him during the summer. Bad idea.
Let's see. Before Uranium 235, you heard that weird song from Vale of Thorns called, and I will say the title one more time, if I can find the title. I mean, it's on my set list here, but the title is so long that it takes up the whole block, and I can't read it, so I have to find it here. The song from Vale of Thorns you heard starting off that set was, and the beast of division still roams in dream. And that's from their album Salon Apocalypse, which came out, according to what I found on Google earlier this year, but I thought it came out 2009. But
I thought it came out in 2009, too, because that's what it said.
Anyhow, who knows? It probably came out in 2009, got re-released by another label earlier this year. Since I've been reviewing all this stuff the past year, I've realized that an album will come out on one label. Going back to what we just said, the Uranium 235 came out on SPV... 98, 2 years later, comes out on Mystic Music. So,
got a point.
I think we just answered our own question.
There's a lot of bands that actually have done that now that I think about it. I mean, I'll go into a music store and there'll be, you know, dozens of remasters and reloads of CDs of bands that, you know, they just switched over to another label. So, you know, the whole collection has to be re-recorded.
And then if you're they'll add like one new remix. And if you're a collector, you have to go and spend the money to buy it. Well, I know I've done that with Nine Inch Nails. Like, you know, they'll put out, like, the deluxe edition. I remember they came out with the deluxe edition for Downward Spiral.
Really?
Yeah, it was a two-CD set. out of those two CDs, I only had three songs on there that I didn't have on other CDs. But I still forked out the $35 or whatever it was to buy the double CD. But they're my favorite band, and I'm a collector, so it seemed justified to me.
I kind of do the same thing, you know. I'm a big metalhead, and I'm hunting around like crazy for, you know, Cannibal Corpse. I'm only three CDs, sir, and one cassette. Three DCs and one cassette. Of course, the cassette, if I find that, I'm going to have to kill the person to get it.
Don't kill them. Just maim them, I guess. No. Don't even do that.
If I maim them, there's a chance of
barter with them.
Barter of what? Say, they only I'll made 50 you, of this cassette.
You're like, I'll give you four of my fingers if you give me that cassette.
They made like 50 of this cassette. If I manage to find that, I'm going to be like, oh my God.
So that's on the lines of like Skinny Puppy's back and forth cassette, which there was only 50 of those made, and actually only 32 of those are actually original.
Yeah, pretty much. It was the first album, the one I'm talking about. Ian Back to Life. I have it on a CD, which isn't a big whoop. But if you can find that thing on cassette, oh my good Lord. I will murder you to get it.
He doesn't mean that, people. I don't want my show to get a reputation of having murderers.
No, I'm not going to murder you.
Frankie's a very peaceful guy.
I am. I say a lot, but I usually don't go murdering people. It's just the voices
in my head. In band practice, he has threatened to nail me up to a tree before, but you know.
Yes, I have. Well, you kept on changing that song every practice. You know, one practice will be this, then it'll be this, and that's, oh my God.
We had to get it sounding right.
We did, and I'm happy we got it sounding right. I'm very happy.
Now we just need to play again.
We do. Well, last time we actually did that song pretty well.
Yeah, it was that one. That was a lot. Yeah,
that was the last song. It was the last few songs we did well. First song was pretty good. Illusions, a little iffy on the chorus pieces, but other than that, it was great. Note to Yancey, if you ever listen to this, PA system.
Yes, monitors
are required from now on. Even if they provide them already, bring yours.
And if even, I mean, even if it's not for us, at least Casey can have some monitor. Because as long as the drummer is following the programming, we'll still have. Because that's
That's what we've been doing back now. I usually used to just follow you, but I got used for the programming. And then I noticed that he's on time completely too. So whatever one I don't hear, I'll just go to another one.
Anyhow, yes, if you're an electronic band and you have programming, monitors are definitely important.
Always. Even if they have their own monitors for you, bring your own, because sometimes those suck.
Yeah, on that note, I got about 13 minutes left of the show, so I'm going to play a couple more songs for you, and then I'm going to get on out of here. So I'm going to play the last of the new songs that I have for you tonight. This is a band called Silver Rocket. They're kind of a post-punk band. They're from Italy. They're called Silver Rocket, which I just said. They have an album called Old Fashioned, which is coming out next month, actually, January 12th, January 13th, something like that. Anyhow,
yay!
So this is super new music here on Dog Germs tonight. I'm going to play
early birthday present for me. Woohoo!
I'm going to play you my favorite track off of it. This is track 4. This is called Indifferent. And yes, it's new music here on Dog Germs from Silver Rocket. And yes, I found the song. Here you go.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Dog Germs here on WRIR. That was The Covenant with In the Name of the Future from their 1999 album Animatronic. And for that, you heard some new music from Silver Rocket. The song is called Indifferent from their album Old Fashioned, which will be out in January of 2012. So, yes, super, super brand new music here on Dog Germs. And I got time for one more song. Then I'm going to get out of here and turn it over to Hal the Discbot. So, Frankie, thank you for coming up on the show and hanging out.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And in case you didn't know, Frankie is one of our newest volunteers here at WRIR.
I am.
So maybe hopefully one day he'll have a show of his own.
Yay. And who knows, maybe I'll get lucky and be right after you.
That would be so awesome.
That'd be great. I can just stop by, you know, right when you come in and just chill.
And I think it'd be cool also because, like, I mean, we have similar taste. I mean, we're in a band together. So,
oh, true. We have
similar taste in music. I think it would be a good transition from my show to your show.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're into a lot of the metal stuff. I'm into a lot of the electronic stuff. And the band we're in actually is kind of a melding of that to some extent. So,
well, to a point, you know.
And I think it'd be a good transition.
Yeah.
That's just my personal opinion. But
I think it would be good. I mean, you know. Or it can be weird contradiction. You do all the electronic stuff, well, the next and, thing well, you know.
If you've listened to my show, the second hour of my show, sometimes I do go off and I'll play some country, I'll play some world music, or I'll play some blues or some jazz, or so. Yeah, that might be a weird transition, but like for example tonight, like if I'm ending with Vader, that would be a good transition to a show that you would probably
I would have fun with, me and my insane taste for loud and fast and really really detuned music.
So. Yeah, hopefully one day Frankie will have a show here on WRIR.
Hopefully, if they ever email me.
I'll talk to you about it off air. But I guess we should wrap this show up.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you with a song from Vader. This is a song called Demons Win. This is from their live album, The Darkest Age. Before I go, I'll let you know that, I just want to say thanks for listening. Hopefully you have enjoyed the show. And I'll let you know that the podcast should be up by tomorrow night. And have a good Christmas and holiday and all that stuff, and I'll see you next Tuesday, and I'm gonna leave you with some Vader and then how the Discbot is on. I'll let you know real quick, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. How the Discbot will be up after we hear this really heavy tune from Vader. Have a good Christmas, have a good holiday, see you
happy
next
Hanukkah
Tuesday. Exactly.
Of the decay, when the tears in the flames, on the west, the blue. Jakey Churchill. Jakey.